This is Frida Kwok, lecturer of Hong Kong Community College, HKCC PolyU, presenting to you Ming Pao's editorial, Saving the Old Age Allowance Scheme from Populism. Like the Mandatory Provident Fund, MPF system, the Enhanced Old Age Allowance Scheme has been introduced for the sake of the retired population. The MPF system, however, was ill-conceived at the time of introduction, and an employee choice arrangement to commence on November 1st is designed to address one of its problems. Launched 11 years ago, the MPF system has attracted public anger and hostility, as was evident last year when a public outcry followed a government proposal in the budget to inject $6,000 in each and every MPF account. The proposal, it was said, would only serve to benefit the MPF trustees. For the fact is that, with their poor returns and high management fees, MPF funds not only failed to provide for retirement, but eat into employees' hard-earned money. The MPF system has become a goose that lays golden eggs for the trustees and fund managers. It remains to be seen if employees' interests could be better protected with the introduction of the employee choice arrangement. But one thing is clear, an ill-conceived policy can have far-reaching effects, for which both the government and society may have to pay heavily. Seen in this light, we cannot but consider the at present much-discussed Enhanced Old Age Allowance Scheme with a sense of misgiving. The issue, in fact, arose during the chief executive race this year, not to be outdone by Henry Tang Yin-Yen, who proposed in his election platform a $3,000 retirement allowance a month for all qualified senior citizens. Leung Chun-Ying stated as part of his election platform that a special old age allowance scheme will be introduced over and above the present one, and needy senior citizens will be entitled to an allowance about double the present amount after passing a simple means test. The Enhanced Old Age Allowance Scheme, now introduced by the government, is to fulfill Leung's election promise. If the $2,200 Old Age Allowance Scheme smacks of populism, it becomes even more so when passed on to politicians and political parties. Recently, many of them have, in the name of serving the people, demanded more and more from the government. Some insist that there should be no means test for those aged 70 or above, and some declare that the income and exit limits should be raised. Many have even threatened that, unless their demands are complied with, they will vote down the government's application for funding of the scheme. Clearly, the enhanced old age allowance issue is getting more and more steeped in populism. Will the scheme end up as badly devised as the MPF system and play havoc with the coming generations? The government is now put to a severe test. Political parties and politicians are talking glibly about a universal pension scheme, but they never tell us where the money to finance the scheme is to come from. As everyone knows, a universal pension means an increase in taxes and a drastic revision of Hong Kong's low and simple taxation regime. It is pointless talking about such a pension when there is no public consensus on tax increases. On the enhanced old age allowance issue, the government must stick to the principle of helping only the needy and insist on a means test. No concessions should be made, even if the funding approval is voted down. The MPF system is bad enough. Hong Kong cannot afford an equally bad enhanced old age allowance scheme. Thank you for listening to the Ming Pao's editorial brought to you by Frida Kwok, lecturer of Hong Kong Community College, HKCC PolyU.